penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Good afternoon, sir. NAWRO. What's the report on the puppy?
Puppy is home. Puppy is doing better. Still tired. She had severe pancreatitis.
Well, I am glad she's home.
I think she's glad she's home, too. She's laying by my feet right now. I stopped her to grab a bite to eat for work on my computer at my desk and getting ready to head back to the office. So, but thank you for asking.
Awesome. I don't know if you heard me talking to Tom, but I did check into the statewide net that was linked to our local repeaters last night. I found that quite interesting, kind of an HF net on the local VHF, UHF. Quite fun.
I have not heard much of anything today. I talked to Sean a little bit about some of our APSC stuff. I talked to Dave a little bit about some of our stuff, and I've heard a little bit of Tom, but him and I haven't been on the waves at the same time. I just wanted to see how he was doing with all of his radio problems.
Yes, I spoke to him briefly on the FBI earlier this morning, and he was out and about on his appointed rounds, but nothing further than that.
How did his signal sound? We've been doing a lot of work trying to get his signals perfected.
Well, at the time, I was on an HT in the backyard, but, you know, it wasn't bad. I don't know if I could do a before or after accurate check on that, but I didn't notice any problems. I didn't know if any hiss or, you know, the stuff you had in it before. But then again, I wasn't really paying attention, so we'll have to keep on monitoring that, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, your signal sounds real, real good. So, and you on an HT is like you had a Bluetooth microphone because you look up, you could see the antenna from your house, I'm sure.
In the fall and in the winter, that's literally, I can see the top of it. But now there's a few leaves in the way, but nevertheless, not that far away. 7 blocks, 1 line of sight miles, I guess. So it's not the radio, it's the repeater.
Yeah, we always tease Jack about that. Rochester Hills. No, dude, you're not in Rochester Hills. Whatever repeater you're using, that's the one, that's where you're at. So it's just the difference, you know. That's the one wonderful thing about a repeater. I know it's nothing new. By today's standards, it's probably considered antiquated, but nonetheless, all you have to do is make it to that 100-foot stick in the sky, and that's your transmit point.
Well, last night, listening to the net control on that HF net, what he has to deal with trying to pull signals out of the weeds, I mean, it just illustrates that we're spoiled with these HF and VHF repeaters. It's nothing compared to what they have to deal with over there.
Yeah, there's hammies that love that stuff. There's hammies that don't love that stuff, and I just haven't found the love for it yet. I mean, I guess I could see, you know, generations ago, would be kind of cool to talk to anywhere and any time in the world, and you were kind of a unique person because you could do it. But nowadays, you know, with our internet and all the different VoIP mechanisms, it really doesn't hit me as like, wow, you know, it just doesn't turn me on, you know. I guess if I was from a couple generations ago, oh yeah, I'd be all over it.
Well, you and me are like, Wally, I have nothing against it. I'm not there yet. I got more to do on this side of it. And, you know, then maybe at some point I'll check it out. But I still got a master DMR. In fact, I'm doing the same thing. I'm just for grins and giggles, I'm working on a APX wannabe thing here, programming those 8 frequencies in it. And I am actually making progress. And I think I might want to just take a little field trip and see if I can actually, you know, test it. And it may not even need it, but I just want to get them in there and just, you know, get the T-shirt, I guess.
What radio are you programming?
It is that Baofeng that you checked me out on for the level 2. It is a DM32UV, and when it first came out, everyone's kind of looking at it, saying, "Well, they just did the form factor of an APX," but I don't know. I think it might actually work. That aside, you know, if it works, fine. If not, then well, whatever. We'll move on to something else. But so far, so good. We'll see.
No, I think. I think that's a great looking radio. I just, you know, it doesn't, and what I don't like about it is it doesn't have the APX, or I'm sorry, it doesn't have the P25 code in it. You know, those are those are different. So did a lot of research on all the different codecs and things of that nature, and everybody says that the P25 is the best of the best of the best as far as digital audio goes, you know, natural and things of that nature. So, but the only way you're going to get that is buying a name brand radio, you know, a Kenwood, a Motorola, Tate, there was another one out there, but I think that's the only way you're going to get that kind of a radio. But one thing for maximum coolness and maximum looking is definitely that APX radio. That is so sweet.
Well, with what I read so far and the research I've done and talking with you, I agree 100% with that. It's just, you know, we're looking at maybe, who knows, it could end up being a pool radio for our group. And the only other thing, because it doesn't have the belt clip on it, there's this little slide holster thing it has to go into, and that has the belt clip. I guess that's sort of like Motorola, if I'm not mistaken.
If it works, it works. DMR is DMR. It's fine. They've got extensive coverage here in the state of Michigan, so there's got to be a lot to be said for that. So, you know, the group over there, the Central Michigan Emergency Network, they've got tremendous resources involved in it, and they even have this set up where it automatically roams. So it picks up the best tower, so you could put all of their frequencies in it, and you could move across the state, and it works like a cell phone. He just picks the best tower and says, okay, I'm going to use you.
Oh, yes. It was a while back. Tom was explaining that to me and when he was a little bit further out on his rounds, and it was just selecting the correct tower without, you know, doing what we do here locally. Well, do I need to be on Warren? Do I need to be on Richmond? What am I doing here? It doesn't automatic. You can't beat that. That's good.
Yeah. Well, his good DMR radio broke, and then he picked up another one that TYT, which is a pretty good radio, and he says that one has, I think that what they call it was IP Connect or IP to something or another, where it does that automatic roaming. And Tom says that the TTY does it. It may or may not. I didn't really pay much attention to it because it wasn't like one of the big names. So usually if it's one of those, I usually just kind of ignore it. Although I am hearing a lot of good things about that ASU 510 radio. I guess that's supposed to have absolutely fantastic audio quality. And I just look, you know, for me, it's all about the audio quality. I've preached it more than I probably should, but, you know, when I carry on in QSO, I like with you, I just want to relax. I don't want to have to listen through all the noise, all the static, and, you know, miss words and things of that nature. And that's one of the things that is kind of a turnoff for me on all the low band stuff, you know, the what they call it, HF stuff. That's kind of a turnoff for me, but just sitting here carrying on nice and relaxed, I like this, you know, because I catch every word you say. You're crystal clear, nothing drops out, I'm not getting inundated with popcorn, you know, it's just, I like my radios when they work like this.
I hear you. I'm with you on that. It was, again, last night on that HF band, even some people calling in and not using phonetics. I don't understand that on HF. And net control, a guy from Washtenaw County ARPS was doing it, and he was very kind, but it's like, come on, guys, use phonetics. I mean, and he had to come back to something about, you know, five times and finally got a call sign and then moved on. But he had more patience than I would have, I guess.
Yeah, and see, that would bother me. I would have probably just turned it off or walked away or pseudo-listened, you know, things of that nature. But that's just me. Everybody's different. Everybody's good. That's one of the cool things about this this hobby, there's everybody's got different interest in it. And just like what you're doing right now, everybody wants to figure out how to do it. And once they figure out how to do it, they either stick to it or just say, okay, that was fun, and find something else that's easy, keen, cool, and great, as they used to say years ago.
Well, there sure are enough avenues, I guess you'd say, in this hobby, if we call it that, or service. And yeah, keep us busy. And I do like the ARPIS group, because that that adds another extra element to it. I guess you may say purposeful element to it, which helps me out with both my background and yours as well.
Exactly. Okay, so you know what else has got a tremendous following is the Fusion Eastern Michigan link. That has got quite a few members and quite a big following as well. I don't know if you ever listened in on that, but when I first got into it, I found it because it's basically in my backyard, that repeater, and there's a lot of members that belong to that too. And it's like, you know, they stay in their own corner, home county, home state, whatever you call it, you know, whatever, you know, a simile. And, but it's neat to listen to them sometimes, because that audio is pretty good too as well. The C4 FM Fusion, followed close to P25. But the hiccup with the Fusion stuff, just like the Motorola P25 stuff, you can only have a Fusion radio from Yaesu. Nobody else is in them in that circle. The only people that make the repeaters is Yaesu. You know, you follow me, so it's kind of a real neat little niche, but if you ever look at the map of the circles that they have in the state, it's quite impressive. So somebody's got some effort into that, too.
So, yeah, at the beginning here, I did do a little bit of a deep dive into that, and I do like Yaesu. I have one. In fact, I'm speaking on one right now, not digital, but because it's proprietary on their digital side, and the other thing, too, is I stick pretty much to Macomb County, and I know we don't have a big presence here. But, you know, it's good to, you know, I could end up moving out towards the west side. You know, it could end up in Eden Rapids, could end up in Dexter by Ann Arbor, and things could change. So it's good to keep that in mind.
Yeah, I think they've got a big presence as far as coverage goes. I don't necessarily, and this is just me pontificating, I don't necessarily know if they've got a big presence as far as members go. But for coverage, if you look at the coverage map, it's pretty impressive.
All right, now what's the other one again? Refresh my memory. It's DMR, Yaesu, and then Brandmeister?
Brandmeister is more of a internet type thing. That's what Brandmeister is. You're talking about the different radio technologies, P25, DMR, D-Star, which is Ken Wood and who's ICOM, and in the NXT, NDX, something of that nature, that's Ken Wood's proprietary type setup. And then there's another one, M17, that's kind of a open source type thing. So there's lots and lots of them too. And you know, in some circles they say because there's so many of them, that's why our hobby has become so fragmented, is because of all the different choices. And there's probably some truth to that too. You know, this is just like, you know, years ago, Betamax and VHS, you know, everybody competing for who's going to be the gold standard type thing. And I think the same thing happened here with, you know, all the big companies, you know, the Kenwoods and the Motorolas and, you know, all of those, they all started competing for, you know, we're going to be the standard, we're going to be the center. So, and I think in an amateur world, it fragmented it. And then Yaesu did something that, I don't know this for a fact, but I've heard stories. amateur radio club, they would literally give you a repeater. So, you know, and what did that do? That helped, you know, market people for easy radios. So, you know, me, I'm not a, I don't mind a patient thing, but I'm really not a Yaesu fan, so.
Yeah, D-Star, that was the other one I was trying to think of, so. But, yeah, I'll probably be looking for another DMR radio, and then, of course, one of these days, a big M radio maybe, bring me back to the old days when I was working.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of them that are getting retired out. But now, you know, on the big M, your old days, you were probably, I don't know when you retired out, but I'm willing to bet you were probably on P25 radios.
Yes, definitely we were. It was 2010, so 15 years ago. I can't remember which model I had assigned to me. But when I left, of course, naturally, keys, ID, radio, and give it all up, which at the time was fine with. But, of course, it was a company radio anyway. So, I'd look into that, you know, surplus at one point, depending on what Sean's got in the works coming up, especially out here in Richmond. Doesn't even have to be this far out, but I heard he might be thinking something out for this tower as well. DMR and P25, maybe. Hey, I'll take what we can get. Good things come to those who wait.
Yeah, there you go. Well, VHF as well, because when it comes to that technology, they're all hooked together. So TJ's KC8 LTS is connected to Sean's WFU, which is connected to the receive one. I think in Mount Clemens, I have such a hard time keeping track of who's listening to what, you know, or what's being picked up there. But I don't know why. It's probably because I just don't focus on it. I thought, yeah, that's cool. And then I just kind of, like, forget about it. But, yeah, that all of that stuff is really, you know, it's over the top. And, you know, I mean, if all the communications, like what we're having here right now, were like that, I really wouldn't care about digital. But they're not.
I hear you. One thing I was thinking about doing, I haven't talked to Dave about it, but when Guy Warren is activated, he's the guy that always has to talk to MyCon. And if I get a very good DMR, reliable, I'm talking maybe even base, we'll figure something out. Then I wouldn't mind, you know, taking that off his plate, or at least giving him a break, especially if he's working.
Oh. Your voice would be perfect for it. You got a voice for a radio, dude. It works crisp and clear and to the point. Don't need any phonetics with your voice. So, but the one you're talking on right now even sounds just fantastic. So I'm on my, as you know, I'm on my tape. I just, the audio quality that comes out of this cheapy little radio, for my old ears, it is perfect. I can hear everything crystal clear. The XDL is just kind of sitting here turned off because I moved the antenna over to the tape radio, and it's just sitting on my desk with basically an extension cord plugged into the back. Then I got a duplex antenna. I'm sorry. Yeah, I got a duplex antenna, VHF, UHF, mounted on the side of the house, not too high, so it doesn't, like, attract attention because I live in an HOA. And then I got a Comet. I think it's a Comet duplexer, and I split the signal, and it works just fine.
Yeah, I meant to tell you, your signal is quite good, too, and I have been playing around while you were talking just now with the ASP filter on this Yaesu 150, and boy, I thought your signal was good before. It really quiets it down. I'm going to have to play with that a little bit more. Your signal doesn't need it, but I imagine if you had a signal that wasn't the greatest, you could apply that and, they get new little toys that they put on these things. Kind of fun to play with.
N-A-G-Y-U. 4-Z-Y-Q. I don't know much about that, but I have heard other Hemis talk about it, and they say it's impressive. But one of these days, I'd like to try it on myself. And I thought maybe somebody was trying to eat in there. So drag yourself a couple of seconds. Go ahead.
N-A-K-Y-U.
N-K-E-4-Z-Y-Q.
Very good.
Joe, why don't
you
go ahead?
I just wanted to say, you two guys that have been talking here, your audio is impeccable. It is just fantastic, both of you. It's crystal, crystal clear. You couldn't ask for a better signal, anything. You're, and I'm south of Lapeer in east. I'm in over north of Emily City. So you guys are both doing fantastic. The name is Rick, and I'll get out of here and let you two get back together. Have a nice day. 73NAGUYU.
Well, thank you, Rick. I appreciate the report. Go ahead, Joe. I heard you in there as well.
Yeah, this is KE4ZYQ. I wanted to reiterate what Rick has said. All three of you are hitting me. Of course, I'm not far from Mount Clemens repeater. I'm in a condo with an attic antenna, as you guys know. But you're all hitting me at a 5960 over. If my meter, your signal meter, would go any higher, it probably would. But you guys are pristine, like talking on the phone. And I just wanted to throw that out. Hopefully I'm doing the same at 5 watts with that Comet GP3 in attic on a 991A on a stock in mic. So there you go. I'm not sure who gets it, but go ahead from KE4ZYQ.
WD8KLL.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Whiskey Delta 8 Kilo, Lima Lima, WD8KLL. The name is Greg here. I'm in Burton, Michigan. And I will say the same thing as your guys' signal. I am using the Flint repeater, and you guys sound crystal clear. And I will also say the AFP feature on the Yaesu is impeccable. I have the Yaesu 510 model with the digital and UHF, VHF, and that radio is, like you said, the signal processor is just unbelievable. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Greg. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know much about it. I'm just using a tape radio made in New Zealand, picked it up off the internet for, I don't know, this one is, the one I got here right now, a little under $100, and they're inherently known for having a bad display, and the guy that I dealt with, he's got his own store, not an internet store, not an eBay store, he's got his own store, and I found it, I picked it up, and the first radio I had, he had a real bad display. I sent him a note, said, I'll send you out another radio. So he sent me another radio. This one had a bad display, not a real bad display, but a bad display. It was hard to read. And he sent me another radio, and the third radio he sent me had a perfect display. The case was cracked, and he told me to swap the case. And then I sent him another email, well, what do you want me to do with these other two radios? And he never responded back. So I'm assuming he wanted me just to keep them. So I'll send him another email, see if he wants them back. You know, I'll pay for the postage if he wants them back. I'm not trying to steal or rob anybody. And, but, you know, every time I told him the radio was defective, he responded, like, within 4 hours. And I said, what do you want with these? And he didn't respond. So I'm assuming it's, like, keep them. So anyway, so... And I did buy a real, real expensive tape radio, but they're, it's on order still. It's multi-band, multi-channel. It does DMR, P25, analog, VHF, UHF, 7800 and 900. And I'm waiting for the back. And thanks, everybody, for the signals. It can't all be Tim and Wally. Some of it has got to be the guys that have built this network, because it's just fantastic. Go ahead, Tim.
Certainly, that's true. It is definitely the repeater network. But I got to say, Wally, those kudos go to you on that Tate radio. I'm looking at the voter right now, well, when you were transmitting, and you were toggling back and forth between Richmond and Mount Clemens. But, yeah, you know, that's good for that radio, because you're not anywhere near close to any of the receivers that I am. I'm seven blocks away, so that's the reason. And Greg, WD8KLL, when you had a little hash on your signal, and I did drop that ASP button down, and oh my gosh, it cleaned it right up. So I'm going to have to start using that on the, you know, the signals that are even more challenging than yours, but really good. Greg, if you're still there, I'm going to turn it over to you, and then maybe turn it over to Joe if he's still listening.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I absolutely love my radio, that new 510. I actually did a trip up to Traverse City, and I have an open spot for Pro hotspot, and I use that in the truck tethered to my cell phone, and so I've got internet service, and shoot, I was listening to all my, you know, digital stuff all the way up there. It was really, really nice. I love the radio. And I'm also talking on a 991 Alpha, FT-991 Alpha Yaesu, pushing 50 watts, so I just figured I'd crank her up here to get my signal up, make it sound pretty good. Hopefully it is. And like I said, I'm going into the Flint repeater, because I'm here over in Burton, so I'm pretty close to that. With that, I guess I'll pass it off to Joe.
Yeah, this is KE4ZYQ. Well, one thing, fellas, all on frequency, the one reason you sound good, too, which I'm very happy to say, is not just your transmission, radio location, and all that setup, but I recorrected several years ago two speakers. I got one of them on this radio. External speakers I bought many, many years ago at Radio Shack. Little box speaker with the mini jack plug on it. And I knew I had them, and when I got back into ham radio, geez, I don't know how many years ago, after moving from Tennessee back to my home state, I remember the speaker, so I could have an external speaker, and boy, it can't sound any more, these little box speakers. It's a metal casing, but similar. I don't even know if you can buy stuff, but the ones I got, excellent reproduction sound. Wally, I think it is. For ZYQ.
Yeah, I'm still here. Was somebody trying to break in? Jill, somebody ruined your signal, or something ruined your signal there. You were doing so good, and then all of a sudden you were starting to drop out. I'll hang here for a second and see if somebody else is trying to come in.
Yeah, I'll be with you. Well, KE4 is like you. No, I got a shadow that just has a miserable life and trying to make everybody else's life miserable. I kicked it up a little bit. Is that a little better?
Yeah, you sound a little echoey. I'm not saying it's like over the top, but you sound a little echoey. So say you, Tim.
N8WRO. Yeah, Joe, you've always had a very strong signal. In fact, I am looking at the voter. And you, where your location's at with your signal, you're pushing all the bars, the three bars, Warren, Richmond, and Mount Clemens. And it seems to be a three-way race on who's going to win when they capture your signal. Yeah, a little echoey, I guess that's her name. I can't talk today. But, I mean, perfectly readable, Joe, like always. I wouldn't have any improvements on that, I guess. I guess I'll send it over to Greg.
Okay, Tim. I think I heard about the same thing as Wally and you on Joe's signal. It sounded almost like a small echo. Not sure about that, but also everyone is S9 plus 60 all the way across on this Yaesu. So yeah, definitely good signals coming in. So I don't have anything much more than that to add, guys. I just wanted to chime in on that ASP feature, because I did end up buying that new Yaesu, and I love it. So, Pat, I'm going to back out of here. It was great talking with you fellows. I'm retired, so I'm usually monitoring the radio during the day, off and on, so it's a pleasure meeting y'all, and maybe we'll talk again. WD8KLL, I'll be clear.
Okay. Not sure if I got it. Yeah, it's KE4.
Sorry about that.
I kicked out on the mic gain. I might have had a little bit much on the mic gain. Does that sound a little better?
Yeah, the walls off would say perfect, and today it's not. That's all I'm saying. It's like, this is out of the norm for you. So that's all we were trying to do. Good, Joe.
I think you threw it over to me.
Take over the conversation.
Thing I was thinking, Joe, is
I'm running a 911A.
Remember, and I used to hear these receipt
and that
the one
just
here and the one. I thought there was a little,
250
D7. Right. There might be a little echo when
to get them fixed. So the 991A.
Pick one. So I, Joe.
I don't know who it goes to. I'm sorry. I apologize.
But,
yeah, finish up a late lunch.
Nothing really worked out, so, and you'll be fine during the next Skywarn event.
Well, that was two people at the same time, both coming on different receivers, because I could hear them both. Oh, very good. Everyone, I got a snake out of here. Probably should head to the office and go make it look like they work today. You guys be good. Joe, I'll hand it to you this time. That way you guys won't talk together. Joe, take care. Enjoy the day. And plus tonight's golf week. I got to use the golf course by 5. I love it. Don't get me wrong. But it's the reason to get my butt off my chair and start doing something. So you guys be good. WADD. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, 7-3, and thanks for letting me jump in there. Sorry to double there. It was so quiet initially. We timed it just right. We must be synchronized. But, yeah, you guys take care if you're ever on this frequency during the day or starting a rank shoe, round table, whatever you want to call it. Maybe I'll start jumping in and learning something and sharing something, whatever. That's the whole fun of having ham radio, is to shoot, especially if you're retired. So I'll throw it over on for Greg, was it? KE4ZYQ, listening out.
I think he may have dropped out already, so I'll take it. NAWRO, Richmond. And good talking to you, Joe. And thanks again, Wally, for everything. And I'm sure we'll talk soon. This is NAWRO. We will be clear.
penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KE4ZYQ, KE8MLF.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KE8MLF.
Crystal clear, this is KF8EDQ.
Thank you kindly there, sir. Really appreciate that. KF8EOR, monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. EOTDIS. VHF hub connected to Guilford 31. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
FAEOR mobile for a radio check, over.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.